We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Bare Naked Ladies Week here on the show. This is You Run Away. Four more songs from Bare Naked Ladies coming up for you tomorrow. We're joined now by the football coach at Friends University, Dion Meneely. Dion, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Bob?
Thanks for being on with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. I listen to you guys all the time. It's my pleasure.
Well, thank you for that as well. Now, we know that that you're trying to build something or rebuild something at Friends, and then it's a task. Tell us about how you're trying to improve the football situation over at Friends.
Well, I mean, I think you said it. It's more of a rebuild. The program was left in pretty good shape. We just we had to fill some classes of recruiting when we got here. As we're looking to build a program, we've turned over our entire roster, not by removing kids, but that's just kind of the way the numbers worked out as we recruited. We started off with building around this area. We've got 17 kids from Kansas on our two deep between offense and defense. We hit Oklahoma. We started just really trying to recruit the right guys. You know, we're at a great institution here at Friends that has a great history. And I think mostly it's just been getting kids older, developing them, bringing in, better players. And, man, the culture has just been great this year. I've been really pleased by the kids.
This is your first head coaching job, is that correct?
You bet, yes.
Yeah, third year, obviously, so you've had a little time in it. But what has that experience been like? And when you came to Friends, what made you feel like you were ready for a head coaching position?
Well, to say it's been chaotic, I think would be an understatement. we took over a program that, it had the same coach for about 16 years, and then building a relationship with kids that were recruited by him and those types of things. And then honestly learning the day to day, I now understand why my old head coaches used to have to lock themselves in their office. You're doing a lot of office work and you're doing a lot of balancing of numbers and making sure you're within the rules of scholarshiping and those types of things. And so I'd say the thing that I've learned the most is, boy, you got to hire good people and you've got to let them do their jobs. And it's really paid off with the relationships the kids are building with our coaching staff.
Dion Meneely joins us, a football coach at Friends. I would assume that part of what you talk about is the fact that you were 3-2 last year and not 3-8. Am I right about that? That you won
three?
You can feel free to use that if you want to.
we started off really slow. We lost our quarterback last year, sixth play of the game, of the first game, and he was our engine. Our local kid, Dan Dowdy, came in as a sophomore and I think did a decent job to keep us in games. And, I was just talking to someone else today, and, boy, you look back and we were so close to being a 6-5 team, a 5-6 team, and we just came up short. And I think the kids, that I've noticed the biggest growth has been, we're just going to keep playing and playing. And, last week it worked out well for us. This week we got a big challenge, and, all we can take care of is what we're doing. I think the kids are doing things the right way, and that pays off.
So you're 4-2 now because you started with a win. What do you like about this team? Who are some of the players that will become important to you as not only this season goes along, but as you build a program?
Well, this group's just been a lot of fun. I would say this is probably the first crew that I can say has really bought into what we're trying to accomplish from an effort standpoint, an attitude standpoint, doing well in the classroom. We're just emphasizing a lot of things, and this group has done a great job. From an offensive standpoint, and he came out last week, and you know, completed about 70% of his passes, and that was big for us. Marshall McShann is a junior running back for us that, man, I tell you what, the maturity from him or of him from last year to this has just been amazing. He's such a leader and is doing a great job, almost had 100 yards last week for us. Wide receiver, we've got some new faces, but, you know, Tyson Love's a kid that led us last week, Mays, Kansas guy that really took over. And then up front, you know, I've just been impressed by our growth. We've got some youth there, but these kids are getting better. And then you look defensively, and boy, you know, defensive line has played great. Linebackers is deep. And then we finally have some experience at DB, which should help us a lot this year.
Diane Maneely, our guest, football coach at Friends. Wesleyan ranked number 4 last year in Salina. Really put it on you, 83-0. I hate to even say the score. So I'm wondering how you approach that game this year, your second game of the season. What is the thought process?
Well, the first thing you have to look at is who is the same for them, who's the same for us. They've got a lot of guys back that are really good football players. They're big and strong up front. They're not complicated in what they do. They just have really good players that do it, and they do it with discipline on both sides of the ball. You know, as far as the way we've approached it, you know, we'll reference what they did, what they executed, plays they ran, things they tried to attack us. But, you know, the score hasn't been uttered. It's in the past. You know, we watched that game again today, and what we saw was, you know, anything and everything bad that could have happened did, and we were just outmatched. I feel this year, from a physical standpoint, we match up much better with them. But, you know, you learn to win by winning, and you got to play some really good teams to get that true feeling of confidence. And I think this group, you know, really knows that we can go in there, and if we execute, you know, it's anybody's game.
When you're recruiting Wichita kids and you have a bunch on your roster, is your main competition for those kids junior colleges? Is it programs outside of the state? You've had a lot of success, obviously. So who do you think you're kind of fending those Wichita recruits off from?
You know, the Division II schools have done a really good job the last 4 years or so. And that's been the one that's really that we felt, I think, last year. The junior colleges, not so much. You know, I hear they may be moving back to a similar model to what they used to have. But so we didn't battle them a lot this past year, but are expecting to have to very heavily here in the next couple of years. And then, you know, the teams from the conference, the ones that are close and some of the ones far away, they want to try and come in and pick some of the good talent out of here. And, you know, the fact is we'll lose one or two a year within conference that we wish we'd have. But, boy, we've built a really good core of guys within about an hour to an hour and a half of here. And it's been huge, not just for our play on the field, but the atmosphere here has grown tremendously in the last couple of years because, you know, people are close enough to come watch. It's been big for us in Wichita, and, you know, bottom line, we'll always work our tails off here and see if we can't keep kids home.
Diane Maneely, the football coach at Friends, Kansas Wesleyan in on Saturday night to play the Falcons at Austin Adair Stadium. Wesleyan last year made it to the semifinals of the NAIA Football Championship Series before losing to Benedictine. What's the rest of the KCAC look like to you? Do you feel like you can get up into that middle of the pack, even maybe potentially higher?
You know, I don't see anyone this year that that I look at and say, man, we don't have a chance against that one. The issue is the bottom, it doesn't really exist. When you play even teams with losing records, the level of competition has been very comparable from team to team. Everybody's got an incredible D end. Everybody's got a quarterback. Everybody's got speed at the wide receiver position. I think that's the thing I've noticed coming back to the KCAC after I started it as my first full-time job. Boy, the level of talent has just improved tremendously. And, you know, I look across at the conference and, you know, you have to defend about 4 different offensive styles, 4 different defensive styles, and it's going to be tough every week. But, you know, again, I don't see anyone that I look at and say, you know, if we don't play well, we can't beat them.
All right, Diane. Well, I appreciate you coming on our show, and we wish you we hope you have a great season at Friends. Saturday night, Kansas Wesleyan. That'd be a fun game to go to just to kind of mark your improvement, right? I mean, I'm sure you're looking forward to this one.
Oh, no question. You know, they're putting this one on ESPN for us to be able to stream, and we'll have a big crowd here. We're doing some different events on campus throughout the week. So I think the energy is going to be great. Boy, we're just excited to get out there and get under the lights and play a good team.
And then you've got a high school game at your facility on Friday night, West and Capon. And as I told Coach Scharch yesterday, I think that's tremendous to get high school football back at Friends. I hope there can be more of that. What's your opinion about that?
Oh, no question. We started last year with one here at our place, and then this year, we're trying to get a couple in. We would like to fill it as much as we can, as far as their schedule and our schedule works out. We can't do every week. You know, we do have men's and women's soccer that plays on as well, but our athletic director, Rob Ramsire, has been working with West High to see, you know, how many games we can get on here. And we have a great facility that we want people to see. And I think that the more high school games we can get here, it helps us in recruiting and it lets people see what Friends has to offer.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time. Good luck the rest of the way, Coach.
Yeah, good luck.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
All right, there you go. There's Dion Manili, the football coach at Friends. And you've got the number 4 team in the country coming in to play the Falcons.
That's pretty cool, though.
Which is neat.
Someone in the KCAC is ranked in the top 5. I don't know how often that's probably happened.
No, I think that's fairly rare, although this is a Wesleyan team, as I said, that got to the semifinals of the NAIA playoffs last year. So fun times.
Yeah, good barometer for the
There's good football around this area. You've got Hutchinson ranked number 1 in the junior college ranks. I believe Butler is number 4.
Yeah. They're high.
And they play the 28th, right?
Yeah.
Look that up. I know.
Yes, a couple weeks from this weekend.
So my friend Jared Bartlett, typical kind of smart aleck that
I thought he was our friend.
Well, he's our friend. But he says that Columbus was an explorer. His entire job was discovering things.
Exactly.
But I still don't think you set out to let's go over here and – I mean, you're out on the oceans. You're going to bump into something.
Right, but he wasn't looking for what he found.
What was he looking for?
I don't know.
He's looking for land.
He was trying to go the opposite direction.
He's in the water. He's not looking for another ocean. He's looking for land mass. Okay, let's go here.
Yeah, but he thought he was in India and all. It's just, he maybe wasn't that good at exploring. Have you ever considered that?
Hey. He's credited with discovering America. That's good enough for me.
Credited. Probably really didn't. There were already people here. So take it for whatever you want.
Listen, I got him on my list of my most admired historical figures. And I didn't include JFK because he was alive when I was.
I almost did.
But I did include Winston Churchill. Was he alive for a little? I believe Winston was alive
probably
for a little bit.
Lived into the 70s, didn't he?
When did he pass away?
Am I just making
check
that
it.
Up? I'm trying. I can't just
these
check
are things
everything
that
on
have
a whim.
To be immediate for this show to work.
Well, we got a producer. I'm not.
Wait a minute. Now you're throwing Max under the bus?
Died in 65, and I am a little.
There you go.
Lived to be almost 90.
The first trauma of my life happened in 1965. We'll talk about it sometime.
What was it?
We'll talk about it sometime.
All right, not today.
I don't want to wait. I don't have any time to get into it. But the first real trauma, the first time I felt like my world shaken, happened in 1965. Remind me to talk about it.
I will.
Sometime.
We'll talk about it maybe tomorrow.
All right, back in a minute. You're listening to The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.